we're going to be discussing in this Tosafos, there's a kind of like, you know, there's some different kind of aspects of Rabbeinu Tam that's brought either in Sefer Yashar, which is Rabbeinu Tam himself, yeah, and also in the Rosh, yeah. So if we have a chance, we'll speak out maybe a slightly different angle that's presented for Rabbeinu Tam as well. And the other point is that you know, you should know that it's not just, you know, the kind of Baalei Tosafos talk about it, but there's a number of other Rishonim that make interesting points. So, but let's start off with this Tosafos. So we're looking inside here. So Amar Rava, right? Hilchasa Katana Dinan Va'aliba Debeis Hillel. Yeah. So this is coming at the end of the sugya, and the context is that just at the end, right? We actually bring a different brisa, yeah. That's different from our Mishnah, yeah. In terms of what the actual machlokas of Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai is. So in the brisa that we bring at the end, basically it sounds like that Beis Hillel also agree you need two dishes, yeah. And then, you know, and there's a whole kind of backwards and forwards in terms of, you know, the egg and the on the fish battered egg, yeah. Mm. But we conclude that the halach actually goes like our Mishnah, which is where Beis Shammai say two and Beis Hillel just say you just need one, yeah. Now on the back of that, right? So we've got here in the Tosafos, right? Perish Rashi va'aliba de Beis Hillel, right? To ka'ama tavshil echad, yeah. So that's linking back to our Mishnah. That's the halach. We only need one tavshil, yeah. So if you were going with this alone, yeah, then you would say, okay, fantastic. Eiv tavshil, you just have one tavshil, and that's it, yeah?
One egg.
Yeah, one egg. Right, but bring Tosafos, yeah? But Amar Rabbeinu Tam, right? To la'afia, right? Sarich la'arev gam b'pas. This is a bit of a bombshell here, right? That you don't need just one tavshil, because if you want to do baking, right, then you're going to need to have also pas. You're going to need to have the bread. Right, echad, yeah, and you can't, whether this echad is gerus or not, questionable, but you can't. But the point is, you can't bake just with an eruv of a tavshil, a cooked item, like instead of being a baked item, yeah. To hakaimalan, because now this is the main proof that's brought here in this Tosafos, yeah. To hakaimalan, because we hold Karebin Eliezer, yeah. Now, this is going to bring back some fond memories, yeah. Da'ama ein ofim ella al ha'afui ve'ein mevashlim ella al mevushal. Yeah, if you remember going back, it was towards the beginning of the sugya. Yeah, we wanted to know, like, you know, where do we learn this kind of area of tavshilim from? Yeah, and we basically, what we did was, it was back on Tesvav. Yeah, we brought one pasuk initially, right, which said, you know, zachor yom hashabbat l'kadsho, and we said this is kind of like an asmachta, right. And we gave, you know, kind of different reasonings in Rava and Rav Ashi. And then after that, yeah, we then brought another. We say Tana and Maisi Mahacha. We also learned from another seemingly asmachta or pasuk, Es Asher Tov Bo Afu Es Asher Tavashli Bashelu. Yeah, and from that pasuk, we explain why that's talking about Erev Tavshilin, and that's where we brought Reb Eliezer. Yeah, but what does Reb Eliezer actually say? Yeah, so it sounds very much like Rabbeinu Tam saying, yeah. He says, "Ein ofim ella al afui." Yeah, you can only bake on something which is baked, and the ein mevashlim ella al mevushal, and you can only cook on something which is cooked. So it sounds pretty clear that you need, you know, if you want to bake, you need something baked, and if you want to cook, you need something cooked. Yeah, sounds quite convincing, right? And and Sarah carries on the Tosafos. Midakamaisi stama de Gemara kavase, like leel. Yeah. Bereish Pirkin, and since we bring that, the Gemara just brings that stum, like Rebbe Lezer, it doesn't bring any dissenting opinions. We're going to see there is a dissenting opinion, but since the our Gemara just brings that stum, like Rebbe Lezer, right? The Ka'ama, the Tana Maisi Lamahacha, right? So, and we actually turn up, we're saying that's where the source, yeah, for where we're learning out, yeah, the Erev Tavshilin, right? So that's therefore, since that's the source, it would imply that yeah, you need for bishul you need one thing, and for baking you need another thing. Now Rabbeinu Tam's going to go on the defensive a bit, yeah. So he's brought now that's the positive thing where he gets it from. Oh, because we lost connection.
Yeah, just there's nothing you can do. It's been recorded.
Oh, okay. I don't know where they lost connection. Sorry, if you're back there, I don't know.
Just carry on.
Carry on, yeah. V'hai de ka'ama, right? Beis Hillel, El, Maniach Adam Erev Tavshil Echad, Ve'osa Bo Kol Soko. Yeah, this is probably one of the most difficult things Rabbeinu Tam needs to deal with, yeah? Because if you recall, it was on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, yeah, that we brought.
Recording in progress.
We're back. Keep connecting.
Hi, sorry everyone. I carried on a bit in the Tosfos, yeah, and we're now speaking through one of the difficult things that Rabbeinu Tam, the Sheet of Rabbeinu Tam has to deal with, because I'm just going to kind of summarize a bit what we actually brought, because we said the Tanya, it's I don't know, maybe about 15-20 lines down on Yuzayin Amud Beis. Chananya Omer Beis Shamei Omim Einofim Ela in Kain Arav Bepas Vein Mavashkim Ela Kain Arav Betavsho Vein Tomim Ela Ikein Nahayu Chayim Tumunim Merev Yom Tov. Yeah. So we bring this opinion, which is in the name of Beis Shamei, which basically says you have to have correct thing for each thing, whether it's Bishul, Afia, Hatmana, you have to have something there before Yom Tov. And then in contrast, it says Ubeis Hillel Omrim Ma'ariv b'tavshil echad, you just need one tavshil, osebah ba kol soko, and you do everything with that one tavshil. Now that's pretty difficult for Rabbeinu Tam, right? Because it seems pretty mafurish if you look at the context, yeah? That Beis Hillel is basically saying, in contrast to Beis Shammai that says you need, you know, something for tavshil, something for ifiyah, something for hamana, Beis Hillel is saying you just need one tavshil, and that covers everything. Yeah? So this is what Rabbeinu Tam is obviously addressing, yeah? So that he says that Beis Hillel say Beosik Kol Bekosoka Kai Amad Kamri Beis Shammai Ein Tomnim Es Achamim Ela Im Kain Hayu Chamim Tmunim Beodiyom Bechuli. So what he's going to have to say is a bit of fancy footwork here. He's going to have to say, yeah, it's true that Kosoka implies that you can have Tavshil doing more than one thing, but remember Beis Shammai said three things. He said you have to have something for Bishul, something for Afia, and something for Atmana. And therefore, when Beis Hillel comes along and says you can have one thing for all things, he just means covering two things, Bishul and Hatmana. But obviously, he would tell you that, you know, but obviously if you want to bake, you need something else. So it's a not easy way to read it, but that's the way he squeezes in, right? Okay, v'savri da'afilu b'shlosh tavshilim, sarich yu lekol echad ve'echad kenegdo, right? And we hold that even if you've got three tavshilin, yeah, you need something kinegdo, right? That's what Beis Shammai holds. Al zekoi and kamari Beis Hillel, and that's what Beis Hillel is talking about. For Amri, and he says dal tavshil echad, on just one tavshil osa b'kol soko, you can do more than many things. Klomar, right? This has klomar it. Kol mimnei tavshilin, all different types of tavshil. So i.e. there's two worlds. There's a category of tavshil and there's a category of afia. So all Beis Hillel was trying to say is don't think that for different types of tavshil you need different things, yeah? But you can have one tavshil and you can cover all types of cooking kind of things, whether it's, you know, boiling water, hatmana, normal cooking. Tavshil, everything in the world of tavshil, yeah, everything in the world of tavshil, you know, that does the trick, yeah? So that's how he deals with that, right? So that's the first difficulty that Rabbeinu Tam has dealt with. Now the next one, right? V'hatakama abaye, right? Now, if you remember, you have to go back a bit, yeah? But we were talking about what can you use for Erev Tavshilin. And Abaye said, Lo Shanu, our Mishnah, when it says that you have to have Erev Tavshilin, Ela, and you have to have one, yeah, for Beis Hillel, Ela Tavshil Echad, right? Aval Pas Lo. It has to be a Tavshil and not Pas, right? Now,
that sounds pretty problematic.
That sounds like, yeah, that sounds like, we lost connection again, but sounds like your Dafka, you know. Hi, sorry, yeah. We lost you again. Yeah. Carrying on the toasters here. Yeah. But we brought the second problem that Rabbeinu Tam has to deal with, which is a Abaye, yeah? Where he says you need tavshil echad, all you need is one tavshil and not pas, yeah? So it sounds like, right, obviously, that there's no ev tavshil with pas, yeah? So he says, right, hainu davka hecha de'ena rotze lafos. So the answer is, he's talking about where you don't want to bake. So he's talking about, well, you want to cook. How do you do cooking? You use a tavshil and you don't use a pas, right?
Difficult.
Aval im hayarotza lafos hayasarich pas. Now, the truth is that if you look at the Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, right? Rabbeinu Tam's actually understanding our Mishnah, lo yavashal, and this is actually where the whole different kind of presentation of Rabbeinu Tam comes in the Rosh and Rabbeinu Tam himself and Sefer Yosha, yeah? He's understanding another svara, which is bishul, the lashon of bishul, taka has an implication which just means cooking and doesn't mean baking. And it includes different types of cooking, and it brings psukim proofs to this, but specifically does not mean baking, it brings proofs to that. So one of the supports for Rabbeinu Tam, which makes this a little bit easier to understand, is that our Mishnah itself, if you look back, it talks about the lashon is lo yivashal b'tchila b'yontav Shabbos, ella right mevashal hu liyontav Shabbos. Blah, 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 blah. It's all bishul. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So with the glasses of Rabbeinu Tam, when he's reading our Mishnah, it's just talking about bishul, which has specifically meaning bishul and not afiyah. So when Abai comes along, he's talking about Lo Shani, he's talking about the Mishnah, Right. He wants to know what tavshil can you have in the Mishnah that will deal with what the Mishnah is talking about, being able to do bishul. So in that context, we kind of understand that he says it needs to be a tavshil, and don't think you can use your pass for your bishul tavshil. Mm-hmm. But Vada, the subject is the bishul tavshil.
Makes sense in Shalmas. You know, the whole concepts of I'm bishul achar bishul, that yesh bishul achar afiyah, and etc. That's very much a concept of that there would be issues that would incur, meaning that they are definitely three different worlds as they were. Like,
well, it's very interesting because you can look at different gedarim. The truth is, Shabbos is a difficulty. Shabbos is a difficulty for Rabbeinu Tam in terms of this general debate, because in Shabbos, we have one malacha which is bishul, right, and yet we know that afiyah is part of bishul. If you try to bake on Shabbos, what malacha are you chayav for?
Right.
Bishul. So Rabbeinu Tam, I hear what you're saying in terms of bishul acha bishul afiyah. There's someone hadn't thought about that.
Bishul acha bishul.
Yeah, bishul acha bishul. Which is a very good point, and I've never seen it. I haven't seen anyone address that point. It's a fascinating point. Yeah. But in a sense, the pre-point before that is that they are included under one malach. It happens to be that in terms of bishul achar bishul and afiyah bichur, you're right, it's a very interesting difference, which I hadn't thought about that. But Rabbeinu Tam in Sefer Yosha goes on the defensive on that point when it comes to Shabbos. And he says, and even though on Shabbos, afiyah is included in bishul, that's just because it's called a shame bishul. Afiyah has a shame bishul, but they're really different.
Sounds like he doesn't hold with bishul afiyah achar bishul.
It'll be fascinating to see it's fascinating to see. But the point is though that everyone does agree though that which malacha does baking come under in Shabbos? It comes under bishul. Everyone at the starting point, everyone agrees to. That's why we've been has to go in defensive there. But we'll talk about that a bit more if we've got time. But getting back to this Tosfos, So basically, what Rabbeinu Tam is doing is he's saying even though Rav Ashi says you need a tavshil and not pass, he's going on the back of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah says Rabbeinu Tam, right, is meduyik like I'm saying, because it's all talking about bishul, and bishul is a technical term which doesn't include pass, and therefore for your bishul tikka erev tavshil, and that's where Abai says you should know you need a tavshil, not a pass. A little problem though, even according to this derech, is if you think about it, if you combine the different things that Rabbeinu Tam is saying together, so Rabbeinu Tam says right at the beginning, his main support is there's a Reb Eliezer who says specifically for afui you need something which is afui, and afiyah you need something afui, and tavshil you need something which is mevushal. Yeah, if you think about that, what is Abai saying, right? What chiddush is Abai saying? If you know that on the back of Reb Eliezer, he says mefurish, for something to cook you need something which is cooked, to bake you need something which is baked. Yeah. So if I wanted to know, well, what do I need for bishul? Yeah. Of course I need a tavshil. Of course I can't use a pass. That's kind of already included.
It's a pshita.
And let's make it worse. Yeah. Abaye has to bring a smara to what he's saying. He has to say, well, and the reason why you can't have bread is because it's not malafes, it doesn't accompany, because it's not shchiach. What are we talking about, We've got a Tana, Rebbe Eliezer, who's saying, for a cooked thing you need something cooked, and for a baking thing you need something baked. So this is a kasha that's brought in by some of the other Rishonim, by the Milchemes, which is not brought here, interestingly, but it's a shtaka kasha, and there are answers to it, but it's an interesting kasha, On the back of this Abai. Okay, so Ad Kan, so we've got Rabbeinu Tam, who says it's Allah, he brings a strong support from it, which is the fact that we bring Rebbe Eliezer Stam, sounds like that. He deals with, he kind of you know, what's the pare, the fencing. He deals with two kashas. One is called kol sorko, which we have here, and one is a baye. And now we're going to bring the other opinion, right? V'lo nehira, right, back to the toast. V'lo nehira, the harabein benu yitzhak, the re, yeah? Why? Chada, he doesn't agree with this. One, chada, de mekol hane, right, because of all these different diukim, yeah? Mashma de lo sarich elatav shilechad, the chol dava, right? It sounds like you just need one tabshil. Basically, we keep on saying in our Mishnah, basically says one over here, says tabshil echad lekol sarko. We're only talking about one tabshil. It's how pashtus it sounds like, right? Tabshil echad lekol dava, for everything. Bein la'afes, bein levashel, right? So that's the pashtus in the sukkah. When you're reading through the sukkah, that's what you thought.
That's what we came out, right?
That's what we came out. Umashami viashas le'el, de Rebbe Lezer, right? And the fact we brought Rebbe Lezer, love mishum de hilchas a kavase, it's not because the halacha goes like him. Ela asmacht ba'alma, maisi, al erev tavshilin. So really, yeah, the reason why we're bringing him, yeah, is because we were looking at that stage for just a smachters, yeah, pesukim that sound like they're talking about erev tavshilin. So he happens to have a nice pasuk that, you know, sounds like a nice smachter, yeah.
Right.
So, but it's, he gives the pasuk a certain taich that he wants the Rebbe Lezer to bring to the halacha. We don't necessarily hold by that taich, yeah.
Right.
But we like the smachter, right?
So that's what Rashi said over there.
Oh,
it's the derech of the shas to, you know, to bring an extra source, even
extra
though
source, right. So El Adaraba, right? But rather on the contrary, yeah? Kaimalan ku Rebbe Yehoshua, legabi de Rebbe Lezer, right? Now, we're going to see where we see this Rebbe Yehoshua. Right. It's the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi brings, there's actually mefurish machlokus between Rebbe Lezer and Rebbe Yehoshua. And Rebbe Yehoshua turns around to Rebbe Lezer and says, it's not true. You don't need a baked thing for a baked thing, a cooked thing for a cooked thing. One thing is fine. You just need one thing, which is l'chora, the way that Repaskins, the way that he says that our Gemara is mashma. Yeah, and we hold like Rebbe Yehuda. Now this is the Gishmasha point. Over Rebbe Lezer. Why? Mishum de Rebbe Lezer Shemuti Hu. Right. Now this Shemuti term is very interesting. Yeah, because if you go and look where this term comes in Shabbos, yeah, Rashi says Rebbe Lezer is Menuda. Yeah, he was put into Nidui. Yeah.
Shamta.
Yeah. But Tosfos there says no. That the expression Shemuti means that he's a follower of Beis Shammai. Right? Not that he's put into Nidu. Now, Milchamis also brings that, yeah? And look, in our context, that's Kishmak. Why? Because who was the Shita that we saw Mefurish in the Gemara, right? Chananya in the Nevi Reshah, who says you need each specific thing, you need a different kind.